Chapter 17. Jesse parked his Explorer out in front of the Paradise Hotel and headed down to the video office to speak to Connor Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh, Suit's old high school football buddy, was head of security and played on the PPD's softball team. Like Suit, Cavanaugh was a big, friendly guy, though he didn't have a new wife to watch his diet. Jesse laughed to himself when he stepped into the video room and saw Connor finishing an egg sandwich and reaching for a thick slab of pumpkin bread. Cavanaugh smiled at Jesse, seeming to read his mind.
"Well, Jesse, Halloween's coming. Gotta do something with all that pumpkin.
Better take some of that spare tire off before softball season." Cavanaugh slapped his gut.
"I know. If I get any bigger, I'll be able to play two positions at once."
They both laughed at that. Cavanaugh asked,
"You here to collect your friend?"
"I wouldn't call him my friend. He give you any trouble?" Cavanaugh shook his head.
"Nope. Quiet.
I appreciate you giving him the room."
"No sweat, Jesse. We always have a few spare rooms for emergencies, even during this time of year, when folks come up to see the foliage. One of my perks is that I can use them now and then. I can let him have it for another few days, but this coming weekend we're full, and
no need to explain. I appreciate it, Connor. The kid'll make good on it." Cavanaugh shook his head.
"That's unnecessary. I owe you and Suit 100 favors."
"Okay, we'll talk about it when the time comes.
He's in 112.
Jesse walked over to where Cavanaugh was sitting and leaned against the table. That got Connor's attention. But the serious expression on Jesse's face is really what did it. He bit into the pumpkin bread and asked,
"Something wrong, Jesse?"
"I'm going to ask you a question that may seem inappropriate."
"Shoot."
"Do you know if any interracial couples are registered here?" For the first time since they'd met, Connor gave Jesse a wary look.
"I don't know about this, Jesse. I'm uncomfortable answering..."
Jesse explained what had happened to Felicity Wildford and about the incident at the Patellas house and said, "So you can understand why I'm asking. I'm trying to prevent anything else like that from happening again." Cavanaugh exhaled and put the pumpkin bread down. He seemed to have lost his appetite.
"Yeah, I understand. So you think this is only the beginning of the trouble?"
"I can't afford not to think that.
I wouldn't want your job, Jesse, not in a million years. As far as interracial couples go, I can't remember any, but I guess I don't usually pay attention to that kind of stuff. If I notice any, what should I do? Should I say something?"
"No, just keep an eye out and let me know. I can have the officer patrolling this sector pay some extra attention to the hotel and surrounding streets. And I guess you can't panic people or chase them out of town. I don't think the mayor would be a fan of that idea. But if we have any more trouble, there won't be a choice. And, Connor..."
"Yeah, Jesse?"
"For now," he said, shaking Cavanaugh's big hand, "this is just between us."
"You got it."